What's up, y'all bitch ass niggas? Uptown ENT back at it again. Brand new podcast. We hard. I am Low. Here as always with the crib B.
Crib. Crip walking like OT Genesis. Man, look. Every time we start this motherfucker record, the sound be all right. And then this motherfucker want to start choppy. I don't get it.
Oh, like that.
Like, damn. Look, what I got to say, man, I know y'all happy with the money. I really don't care. Y'all get a check or not. That's none of my business. On Facebook, y'all just be posting. Some of y'all be posting about this shit. You know, you got some people on your page that want to rob you. So pay attention.
Go ahead.
The people... I think the people posting these memes making fun of y'all, they're saying y'all ain't never seen $1,200 before. And then in the comment section, somebody be like, man, I made more than that in a month. They're going to rob you too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a setup.
Dude, you ain't got to. I mean, man, look, man, just let people live, man. Because I think this year was the first year that I like got something back from taxes, like substantial, like. You know, like more than maybe like $50 back from taxes. But it's just motherfuckers don't know how to move in silence no more, man.
Right. And the only people that's really moving in silence is unemployment people. Now the people exposing the unemployment people, man, look, just let them have their money and mind your business.
Them niggas mad as shit. They getting that, was it like an extra $600 a month?
Something like that. But I'm just sitting here thinking like, okay, it's not like that's what they wanted. They didn't know they were gonna get all that money.
People mad as shit, but I'm like, you look stupid as hell being mad at these unemployed people. What would you like to have lost your job? And guess what? Ain't no jobs hiring right now.
Right. So chill out, man. Just leave them alone. And then I just seen one girl post this. She was like, dang, I make like 900 and something a week. I'm like, you getting robbed.
Oh, the unemployment.
Nah. Yeah, I said I calculate. I was like, nah, somebody else calculating this shit too.
But that's when they always get you with these jobs and stuff. That's why every time I try to whenever I get offered a job and we start negotiating like the salary and stuff like that, I usually try to go 5 to 10% higher than what they tell me. Sometimes, well, I actually go 10% because I'm like thinking like, okay, you telling me I'm going to get paid this. All that is before taxes. So let me add in this extra 10% that's going to cover the taxes, and then I'll actually get what you telling me.
Right.
That's, of course, if you pay taxes. I know some of y'all be filing exempt for the whole year and shit.
Pay them taxes, leave these people that's getting that check. And I know they ain't never seen the money before, but it ain't none of your business.
Right, it ain't none of your business, man. And it seems like motherfuckers just mad. Motherfuckers get mad. Like, it happened, like I say, every year around tax time. Motherfuckers get mad because they feel like these people don't deserve the money. And you know what, man? Or they be trying to be like, all y'all gonna do is just blow it anyway. Like, okay, well, that's their business. As long as they ain't coming and asking you for nothing, leave them people alone.
Right. So what, you see him in the club popping bottles? I'm like, damn, that's one less person that's depressed right now.
Exactly. And guess what? If you see them being happy and shit like that, or see them, if you see them wasting the money, just don't contribute to their GoFundMe when they die. Cause that's my attitude.
Right. I was just like, fuck, let them beat him. That ain't me.
Right.
Y'all cool, over there looking at Snoop Dogg from Baby Boy when he's about to try to shoot Jody up.
I thought she was about to say when he woke up and saw what's her name, Yvette Jody's kid up in there. He was like, "What's up, scrub?"
Man, I don't like you. I don't like you either, old punk.
He's like, "Fuck your fort, nigga."
Yeah.
That nigga was evil, dog.
I guess while we on that. The topic or whatever, because it's all Corona 2020. Why these people, these Trump supporters out here boycotting like the nurses? They want to open up the city. But the hospital's like, wait a minute, we trying to slow the curve. They don't bleed. Ain't no coronavirus.
That's because they listening to his dumb ass.
You know, I mean, to me, they not listening to him because obviously he's scared right now.
But you know, but here go the thing. No, he like in Michigan, because he don't like Gretchen Whitmer, who's the governor of Michigan. He don't like her. So I believe, yeah, they did have probably like maybe like about like 50, 60 people protesting outside of the governor's office in Michigan. And some of them had guns. I did not see a black face in that crowd. I saw a bunch of white faces, not trying to draw any parallels. I'm just telling you what I saw. But it's like a small amount of people. But if you look at Gretchen Whitmer's numbers, like 70, I think it's in the mid to high 70s of the citizens in Michigan who are registered voters are saying that she's doing a great job. She got a higher job rating approval than Trump do. And around the same 70, you know, mid 70 percentage of people in that state are like, man, we don't want y'all to open up the state too soon.
Right.
Because I think that's what everybody needs to be aware of. I mean, I understand people trying to get the economy sorted up, but I mean, the people in the White House have made it clear, though, that they just like, hey, economy over everything. If some people, have you seen interviews with people from the White House where they've literally said, hey, man, if a few people got to die, whatever, for our economy to get kickstarted, then that's just the lesser of two evils.
Man, that's not going to happen, because then everybody probably going to die, because yeah, all you black people that be buying all the shit y'all be selling gonna be gone, because they don't go to the doctor. They don't know what's wrong or what kind of health issues they got going on. They being a soldier.
Or they live in these low income neighborhoods that where they don't have any doctor's offices around them. Only thing they got is these free clinics where they really just be like a fucking assembly line. They just be like, okay, yeah, you fine, next. Okay, you fine, next.
Right. So your biggest supplier, supporter, whatever, they ain't gonna be buying.
Hey, man, have you noticed that that since that thing came out, since that story news, I guess, broke, that coronavirus is affecting black people at a higher clip in terms of the mortality rate? All of a sudden, you see all these damn people gathering, talking about let's open the country back up.
Right, that's kind of crazy.
That's fucking, man. Look, man, I'm not saying the people racist. I'm just saying it's real fucked up how when people see shit as like a black problem, all of a sudden it's like, man, fuck it, they'll be okay. Let's open this shit back up then. If it ain't gonna kill me, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same way that black people was acting at the beginning of this when that rumor spread online that it wasn't affecting black people. And they was like, all right, well, fuck it then. So it's kind of like the shoes on the other foot. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Mm. Hey, man, what's going on in China?
I know they opened up some of their stuff. I don't think they did a full reopening. They just opened it up some of their stuff. But from everything I've been hearing when I have watched the news, because I've been trying not to watch the news a lot here lately, but from things that I've read on various sites, they had a quick like little spike or whatever, and it wasn't like any like, you know, really any need to cause any like oh my god the shit back. They still practicing social distancing as much as they can. You know, they was already wearing masks over there anywhere before all this, because they just in an overpopulated country and they have to wear masks because there's so much shit floating around.
But I heard they kicking black people out of the establishments and their homes, apartments. Yeah.
You know, before I logged on, I saw a damn video that Willie D from the Ghetto Boys posted about that. It was like this African woman over in China, and I couldn't get the sound to go up on it, but it seemed like she was asking somebody something, and they was like pointing her away, and then they called somebody else over, and she got like escorted out of the grocery store or something, from what I seen. But, I mean, Willie D did go on ahead. He called out Cardi B and he called out a couple of other celebrities. And he's like, look, y'all was talking about people shouldn't be racist against Asian people during all this and shouldn't be blaming them for the coronavirus. Y'all gonna talk about how black people getting treated over there in China?
Africans, yeah. They getting kicked out.
Man,
they saying the Africans that spread it and stuff.
Man, but at the same time, though, I flip it. And I mean, and you said Africans or whatever, because you know Africans don't fuck with American black people.
Yeah, they saying black people are on the media, but it's Africans.
Yeah, it's Africans over there in China.
Yeah.
So
they know American black people over there. Not that I know of.
Right. I think most of them might have came back home. But it's just, man, it's just crazy. And it does kind of show you on one hand that, like, you know, it really sucks that we not really in this together. Cause like I said, African people look down on American black people and vice versa. And it sucks that we ain't really in this together because, you know, I mean, people probably just looking at it like, well, that's them African niggas. You know, they say African booty scratches. That's their fault.
Yep, and then they letting these Chinese people settle in they continent, man, in their area, but they ain't kicking them out. They getting kicked out of their establishments over there. I'm like, hi-hole, that's your place. Just like, I guess that's how you sold the slaves off. You ain't got no backbone. Ain't no offense to any Africans listening. I'm just saying what I saw. See?
But you ain't the first person that said the Africans ain't got no backbone. Now, because I remember Paul Mooney, for years he would say that. He would be like, I don't fuck with Africans. He's like, fuck Africa. Fuck Africans. That ain't my motherland. And people would be like, why? And he was like, because I don't know how you sleep at night knowing that these people came over there and took, thousands of your brothers and sisters, and you never once came to take us back.
Nope.
So it's kind of like one of them things or whatever it did. Like I said, dude, especially African men. Do African men hate American black men? And if we really want to get down to it, they hate American black women. That's why they be beating their ass all the time.
And then they come to America and then open up shop and they kick us out there, motherfuckers.
Yep. Nigga, they do not want you to come up in there. They treat you like you would expect to get treated at a lot of these white places where they be like, look, you got some money on you? Let me see your money. Because ain't no need for you to be shopping up in here if you ain't got no money. Like, that's the way they be acting. And I'm like, dog. This is part of the reason why, you know, we don't overcome. Because I feel like, you know, everybody who look like you, you should want them to overcome. You should want them to go ahead and be up there. That's the way Asian people do it. That's the way Hispanic people do it. You know, Irish people, you know, the Jewish people, you know, like the Jewish community over there in, like, was it U-City? That's the way they do it. Like, they want everybody who's like them to come up or whatever. Granted, you're going to have, like, some, like, little disagreements and everything because you're dealing with people. But, man, I swear, dog, we be on some bullshit at times. And people get mad when you talk about that, like, you ain't supposed to talk about it. And they, like, they ain't no excuse for the way that other races treat us. True, true indeed. That ain't no excuse. People shouldn't still treat us like that. But at the same time, it's kind of just like, if I see that your own people treat you like that and you still fuck with them, I'm gonna treat you like that too. It's like, it's almost like an abused dog.
Right.
Yeah, man. So, but I hope that, you know, I mean, I don't want nobody to get I don't want nobody to be profiled and stuff like that or whatever. So I hope they find a way to get that shit straightened out in China. But I will go on ahead and say this. And this may be ignorant of me, I don't really get too involved or invested with shit happening in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because, dog, I'm like, we got enough shit going on here to be worried about how somebody else getting fucked over in some other country.
Right. This is just it's like they China getting sued by Americans, so they gonna take it out on the Africans over there. I'm like, you know, they ain't got nothing to do with this side, but okay.
Right.
You trying to get they country sued. I'm like, nah, you can't say it came from them. Y'all already admitted y'all was over there eating bats and shit.
Did they really admit that, man? I thought that shit was just a robot motherfucker ate a bat and that's how this shit came about.
They were taking pictures of them like cooking that shit and eating it. Yeah. I'm like, why are you eating animals that can track rabies and shit? I mean, look.
Get the entire fuck out of here.
That's why I'm gonna be eating that food, man. They talking about some eat the authentic. I'm like, no, man. If you thinking the pigs and shit got parasites in it, what you think animals over there got?
Mm-hmm.
The unknown. But then again, these country people that be eating roadkill. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? It's a plant, I think in one of the Dakotas, where it's a pork processing plant. And like, I think they said like almost 70% of the work staff, because they refuse to close. Well, ain't the fact they refuse to close. They were essential business because they are providing food. Because they, you know, they got to still send food out of places. But they said 70% of... 70% of their workforce there, they contracted coronavirus. 70% of the workforce, and it's just like, dude. So now people worried about like, damn, is the pork supply gonna be fucking contaminated? Because this is one of the largest pork distributors in America.
Yep.
And this was also from one of the states where they did not have a stay-at-home order in place, because you know you got a Republican governor and she's just like I don't see the point or whatever, like we good over here, we only had a couple of cases. But everywhere only started off having a couple of cases, then that shit just spread like wildfire.
Crazy.
So again, keep saying it, y'all be safe,
man. Y'all get to I gotta laugh. We gotta get to the Teddy Riley and Babyface. Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait before we get to that fuckery. Wait a minute. Hey, dude, what's up with Florida?
They open the beaches?
They only opened one beach, and that was the beach in Jacksonville, which ain't really that nice of a beach if you've ever been down there. But but it was funny as hell how Ron DeSantis, who's the governor of Florida and a Trump lackey, he did this press conference. And Florida is also the state, if you remember, last week, they also said WWE, that's right, the World Wrestling Entertainment was an essential business. And they gonna help the economy of Florida and all this stuff. But I'm like, how the hell they gonna help the economy of Florida when they doing fucking shows that ain't nobody there? So they ain't even selling tickets. So how is that helping the economy?
I see why they didn't cut like 48 wrestlers off the roster.
But Ron DeSantis, he did that press conference, like opening up the beach and everything. This motherfucker had a mask on and everything while he was still sitting there saying that we don't think it's that bad. We think that everything is going to be fine. We think the curve is pretty flattened and this is almost over. You saying all that while you wearing a fucking mask. So clearly you don't even believe what the fuck you saying.
Right.
And it's just like people like, and you see people rushing down to the beach and stuff. And I'm like, dog, don't y'all see? Like, it's right in front of your face. They saying all y'all poor people go out here and kill yourself. I'm going to stay right here in my ivory tower. I'm going to keep protecting myself.
Right, because he don't need to come out.
But whenever they do lift this lockdown, which I know the governor of Missouri said that he was going to be meeting with his own like little task force or whatever the first week of May. And I'm like, man, I'm thankful, though, that St. Louis County has came out and said that, yeah, the governor can decide whatever he want to do, but we had our stay-at-home order in place before him. And if need be, we'll have ours in place after he decides to open up the rest of Missouri.
Right. You trying to open it up after the schools and say, stay home.
Yeah. So you can't, I mean, because school is a wrap. So what you going to do, call these kids back to school now after you just said the school year canceled, after he himself canceled the school year?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, but again, Republican governor, you're gonna see a whole bunch of these states where Republican governors, they are going to, they in a free fall mode, and they trying to make Trump look good. Because Trump just want this shit to go away because he wasn't prepared for it. And you got stupid motherfuckers like Joe Rogan and shit, which I didn't know Joe Rogan was that. I figured Joe Rogan was a Republican. I didn't know he was one of them type of Republicans that just went to just told the party line.
Yeah, he is.
Dog, I can't listen to his motherfucking show no more, dog, because he just said some stupid shit here recently. I'm like, God damn, that's how you think?
Right, I can only watch him when he got like people like Elon Musk on his show, then he don't talk about it at all. But when he just by himself, he go on a little rant like that.
Yeah, I'm man. Like, I'm like, damn, dog, it's fucked up, dog. When you see people, when you see how people think, though, and you just like, dog, for real? Yeah, man. A nigga between that and these hotels not wanting to talk about 5G no more because they got that 1200.
And they about to buy 5G phones.
Dog, wait a minute. And that's another thing. It's a lot of y'all hotels that are real fake out here. Cause I heard you hotels all the time talking about some you shouldn't pay your taxes because taxes are illegal to take. But now I see y'all motherfuckers talking about, oh, my account been stimulated. So you have been paying your taxes.
Mm.
So you was just doing all that fucking talk, that Billy Badass shit for social media.
Woofing on Facebook. Selling Facebook woof tickets. That's on the SE40 song.
Yup. Man. Ugh. All right. All right, man. So I'm sorry to derail us. Let's talk about the fuckery that was this Teddy Riley versus Babyface IG battle.
Babyface is just like, man, what was Teddy Riley doing, man? Nigga. All you had to do was set up a computer and play your shits. That's it. He trying to hold a concert.
Nigga,
with the TV in the background.
He had dancers there. He had his fucking crew there. My man, I don't know who that dude was with that Kango, but he was acting a motherfucking fool.
Right. And then everybody was like, he had the fireworks too.
Yeah. That nigga had a green screen.
Like, what are you doing? All you had to do was sit down. You supposed to be by yourself, like Babyface. Babyface was in his studio by himself.
That nigga Babyface was straight up just playing songs off of his iPhone.
Loaded.
This nigga.
Hey, hold on, though. Aaron, somebody addressed it, though. He had the matching fedora and a tracksuit.
Man. This nigga Teddy, man. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I was like, come on, if you don't jam, if you don't play Zoom or something. You ain't produced that song. You can't play it, can
you? You know what, though? There has been a bit of controversy with that because the Scott Storch and Manny Fresh battle, Scott Storch played a few songs that
it was Dr. Dre.
Yeah, and his whole argument was like, why co-produced it with Dre? And it's just like, nah, I think you're just supposed to just play songs that you were the lead producer on.
Yeah, that's what Manny Fresh was doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just like, dog, nah, y'all ain't playing fair.
It's a song that Manny Fresh had. He played. I was like, I didn't know he did the beats to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was that Lil Wayne song. They keep saying that was like his. I'm like, that song was trash. Mahogany. mahogany this, mahogany that. I'm like, no. Turn that shit off. You lost just from playing that song.
Mm-mm.
And he never played Big Timers?
Nah, but you know what? I mean, who the hell knows about that or whatever? Maybe he thought the Big Timers thing wasn't going to go off right. Or who the hell knows? I think him and Baby is cool now, but maybe Baby like, listen here, Playboy, you can't play that song fresh.
Man, but Teddy Riley though, so he couldn't hear or speak into the microphone, but old boy walked up to the microphone and talking. Like, we'll be right back. You can stay logged in, or log out. And then
didn't they restart like four times and they still
Yeah, man.
That shit was so fucking stupid.
Hey, Raekwon was like, shoot the sound, man. Bust a cap in the sound, man.
That shit was so dumb, man. I'm like, dog. And it kind of sucked, dude, because I was like, damn, I was looking forward to that, man. It's like an old head. I'm like, well, you know, a on the verge old head. I'm like, dog, I was looking forward to that shit or whatever, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. That nigga look, he hey, B, you see that motherfucking picture Will posted on Facebook? That nigga got that cover of guy. He got that guy. That nigga Teddy got that MJ face. And this nigga holding the Android. Oh.
Oh, my God. Let me look.
Oh, shit. That nigga Will posted this shit. Oh, name it. That wasn't our boy, Will. I'm sorry. I just saw William. My fault. Let me go. I'm going to send it to you. This shit's stupid.
Last name started with a J?
Yeah.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, I know you. I know if y'all was like friends on Facebook or not.
Yeah, I saw it with the Michael Jordan sad face.
Yeah, nigga. Holding up the Android. That's motherfuckers getting these jokes off, man, and I'm here for it.
Man, they keep dissing the Android, but this cat Teddy Riley was using Apple equipment.
Yeah, didn't he have a MacBook?
Yeah.
Man, see.
That's what I was saying, man. I saw that. I was like, but he was using Apple stuff. He even had the iPhone. All them business dudes using my iPhones. They don't use an Android.
Right.
Babyface is like, I can hear you, Teddy. I can hear you. Can you hear me? He was like, Teddy was like, they saying it's your mic. Face. Hey, you mute yours, and then I unmute mine. And this guy forgot to unmute his mic.
But that, man, you know what though? That was a display in just when old niggas try to use technology.
Right. And did you see the other meme? It was like Teddy Screwhead, two old dudes sitting in the back trying to figure out.
Yeah, that was his tech support.
Yeah. Hey, Teddy was back there jamming Babyface's songs. I was like, yup. And he even hit you with a Bobby Brown song. I'm like, come on. Did he produce all? I thought Teddy did some of Bobby's stuff, but I guess not.
He did some of Bobby's stuff, but I think Teddy did My Prerogative. And
you know,
go ahead.
You know what's crazy, though? The songs that Babyface produced, how he get these dudes to sound like him? Because Babyface played one of his songs that he sang, and it was like, he sound like these other cats. Well, they more so sound like him, because he wrote the shit, and he telling them, he coaching them how to sing it, and these motherfuckers singing it just like he was singing. I'm like, they sound just like Babyface. Like that Don't Be Cruel song he played, and I didn't even trip off of it till afterwards. I'm like, man, the dude was singing like Babyface. And I think he could really sing.
Well, you know, Babyface did the background vocals on Don't Be Cruel, Tenderoni, and a couple of the other ones. A couple of the other songs he wrote for Bobby. He did background vocals. So you could definitely hear Babyface in the song, because he was doing like the background vocals for like the chorus and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, but man, people sleep on Babyface pen game, dog. Like Babyface and L.A. Reid, I read a story. I might as well go ahead and just say it now. I got two throwbacks of the week. One is Tenderoni, Bobby Brown, written by Babyface. And there's a story behind that, too. And the other one is Babyface, Where Will You Go? They're my throwbacks of the week. I know, like, Babyface and L.A. Reid, they said, like, a lot of, like, the songs they wrote for dudes, they wrote those songs back in, like, the early 80s. And then they just, like, you know, like, kind of, like, recrafted them for, like, the different artists they would come in contact with. Tenderoni was actually written Babyface wrote that song. He wrote that song way before Bobby Brown. He wrote that song because he was in Florida and this girl was like in love with him and chased him around and stuff. And he was just like, she too young. And I think her name was Ronnie, but it was like R-O-N-I. And then he was like, you know, he just flipped that into like Roni. He's like, yeah, she attended Roni. And then he wrote the song.
Hey, that dude was smooth, man. I just remember back in the day, Babyface. All right, so that's a smooth cat. But he be making some hits. He another one.
And you ain't never heard about Babyface being broke.
Hey, this motherfucker ain't never been in no kind of scandals either.
No, even when him and his wife got divorced or whatever, it was just like, okay, yeah, Babyface and his wife got divorced, and that was it.
And you know, L.A. Reid always in the mix, but don't nobody say nothing about Face. I mean, the only time they mention Babyface is because they were partners.
Mm-hmm.
La Face Records.
And I think the only reason why L.A. Reid be in the mix, he has been in the mixer lately because he done been fucking with these goddamn rappers, man. He done been fucking president of Epic Records. He done been president of Def Jam for a minute. And then these damn rappers, of course, they blaming whoever's at the top of the damn label, which I think R&B people do it too. It's just like everybody blame who at the top of the label, and it's like, first of all, why the hell y'all still signing record deals at this point? Y'all could just go ahead and just really just put y'all shit up on Spotify and do it yourself.
Right, but you know what they need. You know what it is. You know what they need. They need that hit, that radio record. So who they got to go to?
But is radio really that popping anymore, though?
I mean, you still got it, sort of, but you still got to have that banger. So who can write bangers like that? Mm. You got to go to Babyface. And in order for him to write some shit for you, you got to sign that contract. And that's how some of these people get, I think that's how they get wrapped up in this. Like,
yeah,
fuck. I mean, like Drake, I'm like, oh, you want me to hit you with this? You got to sign on a dotted line or something like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, and then I think especially like with Baby, because I don't think LaFace Records even exist anymore, but it's just kind of like Babyface writing this song, and then he keeping a lion's share of the publishing, I'm sure, because a lot of people don't know about publishing. They just thinking they're like, okay, fine, you wrote the song, of course you're going to get publishing, and then whoever produces the song, they get a share of the publishing, and then by the time all that's chopped down, you got maybe like 5% or less to give to the artist who actually performing it in terms of publishing. If the artist ain't just sold they publishing because they trying to make a quick buck.
Right, because, like, so I guess this is what I'm trying to say. What's that dude name? To bring your ass here. What's his name?
DC Young Fly.
Yeah, DC Young Fly. He write his own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he got it. Sometimes you got to have somebody else write your own shit. But I think what he did was he got all the money doing the shows with Nick Cannon and his other show he got with Chico and them. And then he came to Babyface with the money already, so he ain't had to really sign nothing. But he didn't pay for his shit. But other people come broke, that's when they get stuck in the publishing deals and whatnot. So basically, you performing that song Babyface wrote for you until it's not yours, until you make up all the money that you owe.
I mean, well, a lot of these contracts, I know, like, recently, like, with Mace, that's what a lot of people say. They was like, dude, he had his publishing, but then he ended up in a bind, and then he sold his publishing back to Puff, because Puff gave him all his publishing out the gate, and then he ended up needing some money. He sold his publishing back to Puff, and now he trying to buy it back for the same price that he sold it to Puff at. And Puff like, dude, like, nah, that ain't how it worked. But Mace, I think they said he gonna get 100% of his publishing rights. They gonna convert back to him when he turns 50. So they do have a lot of that built into the contract. I know that's a gamble though, taking a chance that you gonna actually hit 50, especially these days.
Right, and that's what Rich Dollars, him and Olivia going at it, because Olivia think
nigga, nobody want Olivia publishing.
Right,
but he wrote they gonna do.
So she ain't understanding. She sang the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's his tape.
Yep.
He put the money up for it. She been his mama do his books, so she been spending the money.
Mm.
basically. Like, just because y'all are brothers and pretend brothers and sisters don't mean money ain't got to be. You got to be. He ain't working for free.
That's why motherfuckers need to. That's why motherfuckers, especially they establish contracts, especially like when it comes to, you know, you really need to establish a contract when you're dealing with friends, because a lot of that friendship, man, that shit go out the window.
And he didn't do that. But now she trying to get some money because he did sell it. The reg, he made money off of it, but it went to the people that he owed, because he didn't write that song. The person that wrote the song got to get paid. Mm-hmm. And the studio got to get paid, and the people who mixed the song together got to get paid. I think these people jump in the game blind.
A lot of people don't really know business, and it sucks, because especially like watching that Wu-Tang documentary that aired on Showtime last year, it let me kind of like see or whatever, like motherfuckers will fall out with their own people before they'll go on ahead and fall out with some other people. Like, dude, it's the music industry. Your ass gonna get, or any industry, your ass gonna get jerked if you're not reading your contracts.
Better perform. You better go to these shows and perform and make, get a side hustle and a sponsor.
Because that one, in the Wu documentary, what's that dude's name? I remember Ghostface. Yeah, Ghostface was going off on RZA brother, Divine. He was going off on him, and he was like, nah, man. So you telling me I signed $1 million record deal and I got to give you $100,000. And then Divine's like, yes, that's my 10% for negotiating it. That is 10%, right?
Yeah.
Okay, shit, make sure I know I emailed it. This nigga don't know how to do math. But, you know, that, and so Divine trying to explain to him, like, dude, that's 10%, like, that's standard. And then Ghostface like, nah, nigga, I want my whole million. And then Divine's like, but you not understanding. If you go with somebody else, they're going to charge you 10% or more. Like, you can't get out of there unless you just go negotiate the contract yourself. Like, do you want to negotiate contracts yourself? Since you want to keep all the money?
I mean, he the head drug dealer. I mean, he probably know what he doing to hustle out, and he got to work too. He negotiating. That's your boy. He's still not working for free,
right? You shouldn't expect him to work for free.
You still got $100,000. He took $100,000 out of $1 million.
Right, and you made
fucking songs. You take another 10% on both of y'all making money. When you were selling drugs for him, he was taking, man, I don't think they be paying attention. He was still taking a percentage. Somebody was taking a percentage out of him.
They ain't paying attention, dog. And that'd be the most funny ass sad thing. It's like, dog, you still gonna have to come up off of some money either way.
Shit, if I had something and then I had like Will or you or somebody working the books, and gay, I wouldn't even be mad. I'm like, whatever, as long as you keep the money straight, then we cool.
Yeah,
you got to get paid. You ain't gonna work for free just because I don't take advantage of nobody. I'm like, damn, you got family and shit to feed. So yeah, if I got to give you half, as long as ain't nobody getting screwed over and the money's still coming in and shit, and so be it. That's how motherfuckers stay happy, and they not gonna screw you over. You gotta pay your friends, and especially if they watching your money and invested.
Man, I'm like, dog, y'all on some bullshit, man. But I don't understand, man.
People looking at their friend, now that's using your friend at that point. Like, you looking at them like, man, I ain't got to pay this motherfucker. I can keep all the money to myself. And then I'm like, I'm going to buy him food and some clothes and some shit like that. Like, oh, that's how you going to do him? Okay.
Yeah.
He going to turn on your ass too.
And you got to pay these motherfuckers, man. It ain't no, I ain't paying you and all that shit or whatever. Like, nah, dude, just pay them, dog. You know what they contributed.
He's seeing all that money coming into you. And he probably looking for something. And then he probably is so loyal that he going to be like, man, I ain't going to say nothing. But he probably got a wife that's getting mad right now. That's usually what happened. Like, you just working for free. That's supposed to be your boy. You working for free? Nah, we cool. We still eating. Nah, you should probably get half. Because you helping them, you keeping that shit straight. You keeping them functioning. I mean, then what?
Right.
Like, damn. Yeah, see, somebody in their area and then shit just fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all dysfunctional. Right? Nobody making no money.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much the end story of it. But man, I don't understand these cats, man.
Oh, greed. These motherfuckers greedy. I'm cool for $500. If I get $1 million, we just split $500. All right, cool. We gotta pay taxes anyways.
Right. So right. So that shit about to get chopped in half.
So then you look at it again, like, damn, we made this in a week. Man, we just going half. Until you gotta watch how many people you bring in. You gotta make sure he can handle it. If you bring in somebody else and you split it down the line, and everybody, they gonna keep bringing in more money if you split it that way, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, I getting half, he getting half. Well, shit, I'm finna bring in some more money. We finna get this every weekend.
Yeah, man, this. Yeah, and I be hating to see that dog, and it always feel like you end up falling out with like somebody who look like you.
And that's crazy because they in it for themselves, but if you can help them, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't gonna pay you nothing. That's why I'd be like, I see exactly what you're doing, and I know your business, so I'm gonna do it myself and just bring somebody else in. Exactly what you, because I know you ain't finna just give me 5% for some shit right. That's important for that.
Right, because you can, yeah, they ain't down for that shit.
I ain't your worker like that.
Yeah.
See, man, T-Pain, though, man, you can't tell. Look, everybody likes T-Pain music.
Yeah.
And it wasn't nobody tripping off of auto-tune until somebody else besides him was doing it, saying that shit was trash. Like, I didn't mind. I was like, shit, the song go.
What, he released a new song?
Yeah, he got one. I forget what it's called.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Well, maybe this was last year. I just not heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the. Was it the Boss? He did his 2008 or whatever this shit was. He combined all the songs together. I guess it ain't nothing new then.
Hmm. Okay.
Hmm. And he got one coming out in August called Girlfriend. I ain't heard that one. Any leaks on that one yet?
Yeah, I think, like you said, but people do need to put some respect on T-Pain, man. They kind of just in. Motherfucker, you know what, though? It's this microwave age, man. It's like, what have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately?
And I even saw it like a little bit like last night with that Teddy Riley and Babyface like thing or whatever, man. I saw a couple like little stupid motherfuckers up in the damn comment section like these old ass niggas, so they ain't had no hits in forever. Like, dog, you ain't gotta make no motherfucking hits when you done made timeless shit. You ain't gotta make hits every year.
Wait, right. Once they play that song, it's gonna be a hit today.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I ain't heard this shit still go. Like, when he played that Babyface song, I was like, yeah, you ain't got this shit no more.
Mm-mm.
He's old. Yeah, they goofy motherfuckers try to keep up with the times, but still.
Hey, man, but you know what, though, man? You see the effects of coronavirus and everybody going crazy or whatever, because, you know, everybody just like, man, we need to just do something. Everybody trying to have some semblance of normalcy.
Yeah, and your favorite mumble rapper in hiding right now.
Nigga. Designer put out something.
He put out something? What do you like? Ka, 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 ka.
I ain't listened to it, but he put out. Come here, man.
Dude.
he put out something called Survivor. I ain't listened to it because I don't fuck with his music, but I saw he posted it.
That's the hit. Thornberry. Wow, that was.
I think it said Thornberry.
Yeah, y'all favorite mumble rappers. The only thing I heard was from that dude, Lil Pistol Vert, Uzi Vert. He was like,
Lil Pistol Vert.
That way, and the only reason why that song popping because Yayo or Ayo and Tayo be dancing to that shit on Instagram all the time, and that little kid Keita the Great, they be dancing to that shit. That's the only way them songs be popping.
My nigga say Lil Pistol Vert.
shit, Lil Uzi Vert don't make any sense to me. But hey, did you see Drake when he popped up in Joe Budden's live video?
I heard about that. Like, did he basically just ask Joe what the hell his problem is with him?
Nah, man, they was acting like they friends.
Man, I hate that shit, dude. And you know them niggas not friends.
I don't know what happened, but I think he was off the show. That's when I started. He was like, Joe, I ain't messing with you today, man. You know, Drake was drinking his wine. Champagne, whatever the fuck he be drinking.
Well, I ain't even saying this mainly on Drake's part. I'm talking about like Joe, because Joe be on some bullshit. Joe been on some bullshit forever. He be the first one to be talking about, I hate when you rappers, like he ain't no fucking rapper. I hate when you rappers be sitting up acting like y'all friends. That's why I love when Wale called him out in one of them pull-up interviews. And he was like, dude, you always say you rappers are rich people. Dog, ain't you a rapper? Didn't you just sign like a multi-million dollar deal with Spotify? And then Joe was just sitting there like, oh, well, and then he just gave like some old bullshit ass Joe answer where he tried to tell you that, you know, he different.
Nah, you ain't different. Nah, he ain't different.
He not different.
Now yo, MGK, he been on social media dropping little freestyles. It's not too bad.
Okay. Man, MGK has never been a trash rapper to me, man. That's why I ain't like when he had that beef with Eminem and motherfuckers was like immediately trashing him. And I'm like, dog, you ain't even listen to the fucking song. Cause you, man, I think anybody, even if you like the most staunchest M fan, you could at least say, okay, Youngin came with something. He ain't total. It wasn't no first round knockout.
Nah, he got with him though.
He got with him though. Nobody could
deny that. M had to respond.
M had to. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers like say shit about M and M don't say nothing back. Hell, Lord Jamar just got a fucking response. And it was a backhanded one.
Hey, hold on, man. You notice something ever since he got that response from M, he ain't been on Vlad? For real? He been on some other social media page.
Man, that nigga.
I haven't heard Eminem come out of Vlad's mouth in a minute in his interviews now. I'm like, oh, okay. So it took him to admit something that y'all tried to get him to admit to keep his name out your mouth. That's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, if y'all want to listen to the MGK, he got that Smoke and Drive song. He in the car with his mic, and he just freestyling. Mm-hmm. And he got In These Walls and then Pretty Toxic Revolver all at home.
Mm-hmm.
They just straight freestyle. But like I said, your favorite mumble rapper ain't doing this.
Speaking of smoking, that nigga Wiz Khalifa, that's all he been doing every day on his live. Been talking some, hey, y'all want to smoke? Come on here and smoke with me. He make a motherfuckers take 10 hits. They got to take 10 hits. Like, you hit it, pull it away, hit it again, pull it away, like, and don't breathe out. Like, you just, like, hit it, keep it up in there. And then once you get the 10 hits in, then, you blow it out.
You trying to kill somebody.
Hey, man, it's been so many motherfuckers on there choking and shit.
He said, yeah, you ain't no real smoker. Yeah, you motherfucking need to make a damn record.
He be calling motherfuckers out. He be like, don't be getting on her face smoking either.
I know y'all some new smokers. Man, you watch that show Black as Fuck? Black AF?
That's the Kenya Barris show, ain't it?
Yeah, the writer from Blackish.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I saw a preview. Well, not a preview, but I saw a commercial. And I'm like, I'm going to go watch it. Like, what is it about, though? Is it like him being quarantined in the house with his family? Is it one of them, or?
Oh, it's a his daughter, oldest daughter, doing a documentary for college or school or something like that. And she just doing that shit around the house, documentary on them and their activities. It's got your boy, what's his name? Bumper Robertson. He in a couple episodes.
Hey, nigga. Hold on. Nigga, why you be giving me all these whack niggas?
Hey, didn't Kenya Barrett, did he write the game too?
You know what? I think so. Let me check it.
He didn't write the game. I know he did that Girls Trip movie. Well, if y'all like all that shit, y'all probably like just Black AF.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's an author too. I know that.
And he got a old girl, Rashida Jones, in it.
Oh, okay. I like Rashida Jones. That nigga wrote Shaft.
Yeah, he did do the Shaft movie.
Damn. And he doing that.
The second
one. I only see the second one so far. It looked like he writing that new Coming to America movie, too.
Okay. I catch that.
Yeah.
Rashida Jones, man, in any other movie, she looked white. Like, you forget about that little golden tan she got. You know? But in this show, I'm like, damn, she okay? What my dude said, old Martin Golden Brown?
Almony.
Nah, he was in the apartment. He was like, okay, look, Golden Brown.
Oh, okay.
She Golden Brown.
Ain't she Quincy Jones' daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think her mom like died like a couple years ago.
I saw one interview with her where she where somebody was like trying to like talk to her about that tan and stuff. And they were like, you got that, like, oh my god, you have a tan. Like, where have you been vacationing at? And she's like, well, I'm ethnic, so that it's a natural tan. And they look like
because her features is white, like her bone structure, her body type.
Mm-hmm.
It's white. And I'd be catching me when she be playing in these movies, like Tag and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She don't have it. Like, I feel like the cameras be taking away that color tone of hers.
Mm-hmm.
When she be doing movies like that.
They do that to a lot of these actors, man. To a lot of these actors that are white passing. They just basically just have them just play white characters. Because it was one of, I forget which one of them dudes, but one of them dudes in that movie, Prison Break, the show.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was a younger brother. He was fucking black.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I ain't know that.
And like, did you ever watch Boardwalk Empire on HBO, the Steve Buscemi show?
Not yet.
That's man, so when you start watching it, and by the way, y'all, HBO is free on Hulu for a limited time, so y'all might want to go ahead and go and start watching all y'all favorite HBO shows.
Yeah, check out Outsiders and Watchmen.
Yes, sir. But the dude who played Al Capone on that show, he fucking black. And they did an interview with him. They was like, well, what the fuck? He was like, look, man, I tried auditioning to be in black movies or whatever. Like, and I come up in there playing whatever role they want me to play. And they be like, yeah, but you ain't believable because of the way you look. So he like, fuck it. I'm gonna just play white people then. Cause I'm an actor and I'm trying to get some fucking work.
I wonder if that's what happened with Rashida Jones. So I didn't know that was Quincy Jones' daughter, right? Until I saw a documentary. I'm like, how? Is she adopted?
No, I think that's like his daughter.
It is. And then I looked it up and I'm like, damn, she actually dark skinned than what they show her on some of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, okay. I think that's what I reported. She was confused too. She was like, oh, you got a tan. I'm like, see? She showed up in that show Black AF. I was like, there you go.
Man. Oh, it's another show on Amazon that you need to check out if you haven't already. Everybody need to check out. If you're looking for like black sketch comedy, is called the Astronomy Club.
Oh, I heard about that. I need to watch that.
Nigga, that shit good as fuck, man. If you looking for some black sketch comedy, that shit funny, dog. And they be talking about stereotypes and shit. It's funny.
Hey, did you ever watch that Dave Chappelle? What is that called? The Mark Twain Awards show on Netflix?
No, I can't recall watching that.
You need to watch that. This shit funny.
Yeah, man. I'm a few episodes into Hunters. I like what I'm seeing so far with that. I'm probably gonna have it wrapped up. Sometime this week sometime in the next coming week I'm gonna have it wrapped up. I got sidetracked because I started watching. I'm sorry, trying to get caught up on something else because I was trying to clear some shit off my DVR. But I'm gonna definitely jump back up in that. I like that joint.
Man, the last episode. Hey, yeah, because Will took forever to finish the last episode, and I was like, man, finish that shit. He was like, yeah, that shit was good. I'm like, yup, told you. Hey, Jordan. Yeah, he did that shit.
Have you watched, you got that CBS streaming service?
Oh, man, that shit need to come free. If you paying for cable on the TV, you should get the app, too. Like, come on.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. They should go ahead and bundle that shit up in there, and that could actually save the cable business.
Hey, they triggering.
Not that the cable business needs saving, because you know Trump be bailing motherfuckers out and shit.
Right. I need to watch that Picard show because I heard they bringing my boy back,
LeVar Burton.
Yeah,
nigga. I saw that yesterday too. I started rubbing my hands. I was like,
But I've been trying to, because Will hyped it up to me, so I've been trying to watch it, because that was the only Star Trek show I ever watched was Generations. That's the only one the only one I ever liked was Generations. So that's when I was like, dang, I want to see this shit.
I can't say that I liked it. I just ended up usually having to watch Star Trek because, you know, back in the day when we had cable and stuff like that, and, you know, you just watch whatever you watch. And I just ended up just watching it. So I know about, like, you know, like Captain Picard, my man Patrick Stewart. It was so many people on that show that did voiceover work on Gargoyles, the Disney show. Yeah. Like, that shit fucking ridiculous.
So, at that time, during the summertime, when you could stay up late, that's all that was on TV at nighttime. So these kids lucky today.
Yeah, nigga, we only had like five channels that would come in clear.
Right. But I was just like, damn, that's the only shit that's coming on at like 8 o'clock. Doesn't that start? When we did get cable, it was just kind of the same way.
Yeah, so man. I might go ahead and jump in there and check that out, man. I did like the Star Trek movies.
The one with Picard in them.
The Chris Pine joints.
Oh, you talking about them? Yeah.
Yeah, I did like those. But I ain't like no real like Trek head or whatever. But I know one thing. It's funny as hell to watch these fucking Star Trek fans and these Star Wars fans argue with each other.
It's just like, why can't you just like both?
Nigga, don't let the Avatar fans get involved. Oh, shit.
They need to go sit down somewhere. They get a movie every 10, 20 years.
Hey man, them motherfucking Avatar fans hate fucking Marvel, dog. They was like, them motherfucking, they was mad as shit when Marvel with Feige re-released the Avengers to go ahead and get their record. They was like, that shit don't count.
Oh no, it count, partner.
We did all of ours in one run. This motherfucker gonna re-release it to get the. Y'all motherfuckers was so mad. I was like, I'm just sitting back enjoying this, man.
I'm an Avatar fan. I don't even know what they fans of. Ain't no books. It's just one movie.
Nigga, just one movie, dog. Man, you see interviews with people like when they went to go see that movie, they was like, oh my God, I want to live in that world. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I never finished the movie. I guess I just couldn't get into it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I never watched the movie at all. I mean, I just saw the trailer. I never watched the movie. The closest I got to watching the movie was I watched a porn parody of Avatar.
So man, look, I got to a certain part of the movie, and I was like, "Why does this shit feel like Pocahontas?" And then I just quit watching. I'm like, I already know what's about to happen. Like, this shit is like Pocahontas. I kind of feel that way about Black Panther. How this shit just turned into The Lion King with no fight scenes in it. Like, man.
Oh, speaking of Black Panther.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen...
How they was clowning him?
Oh, nigga. What's wrong with him, dog? Is he like, is he like auditioning for it? Well, ain't no movies being filmed, so what the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe it was just the camera or something. I'm like, dang.
That nigga looks sick.
You know what? A lot of these actors that these women like, they probably all look like looking like him right now.
That's why they ain't posting no pictures either. Like,
they probably all look like him.
That nigga looks sick, dog. I was like, damn, what the fuck wrong with you?
Look at P. Diddy. He ain't got that spray to put in his hair right now.
That nigga got nobody gray.
To do it for him.
He gray all over the place.
Like, his hair, like, knotted up, like, nappy and shit. This shit, at least, I'm like, oh, so you were putting texturizer in that shit. Mm-hmm. And some spray dye. DJ Khaled with the spray, with the shoe polish spray.
Oh, but we knew Khaled would overdo it with that shit. That shit wasn't even looking real.
I'll try. Hey, they need to pose with Safari looking like right now because he heavy with the shoe polish hairline.
that nigga will not let you post a picture of him. or he gonna have a hat on like Papoose.
Right. This motherfucker be wearing a wave cap with no
nigga.
You try to wave up, you looking like RoboCop right now.
Nigga, LL Cool J did that shit for years, man.
I used to think he had hair until one day he was in the movies. I was like, this dude, so he turned into a style. He cut the wave cap off and came out with that. Was it the Carl Canal stocking cap?
Yeah.
And he started wearing that.
Yeah, man, like, but
trying to get sunburned or something. I don't know.
Nigga, that shit was like, hey man, bro. Nah, man, he's a freak that joint with the he used to have like the little stocking cap with the hat on with it too.
Yeah, man, that's that New York shit.
With the ball cap on with it. Hey man, I ain't gonna front. I did that shit. Nigga, I thought I was cool as shit. I had a Tommy Hilfiger wave stocking cap and put that motherfucker fitted on with it.
It was hot as hell,
nigga. Nigga. Nigga, I was sweating out all that motherfucking Dax.
Oh, man. I didn't even do none of that shit. My hair was too straight being that short to get me waves. I just gave up.
You know what? I would have to not get my hair cut for like a month of waves to develop. Because like you, my hair is straight, and the only time it would wave up is if I let it grow.
Yeah, that's what mine did right now. Yeah, I was like... Damn.
Yeah, because I'm not comfortable with, I'm not comfortable with letting my shit grow. I never was comfortable with letting my shit grow. Like, I always used to, like, have it fresh. Like, I wasn't one of them cats who was like, oh, let me come up in here and just get a lining. Like, nah, nigga, cut my motherfucking hair.
Right.
So, that wave shit will never work for me.
Playing sports and stuff like that, and I'm like, hey, nope. Because you get all sweaty. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta take swimming classes. Like, nope, let's see what my hair weight is.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
Because I see them dudes, they be in a damn locker room missing classes, they'll try to fix their hair. I'm like, y'all tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I want to grow it, I'll wait till I get older. I ain't got to worry about none of this shit. Yeah, I'm worried about impressing them girls. Fuck it.
Hey, man, yeah, don't worry about impressing them girls, youngins, because guess what? In 10 years after you graduate, maybe even less than that, with Facebook and everything, they're gonna be in your DMs.
Hey, and plus, if you go to college, they not popular no more.
Nigga, the pussy selection at college is way better than high school, if we being honest.
If I can go back, then I'd be like, man, fuck it. chasing after who?
Yeah, because eventually, they're going to chase after you. Because, like, you know, I attend your reunion and stuff like that or whatever. Like, yeah, man. You be having motherfuckers after you. And you like, damn. And you be like, I don't even want your ass now. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do go ahead and jump up in that joint, you may just go ahead and just do it. Just like, well, you know what? She don't look like she used to or whatever, but I wonder what that pussy hitting for. And then you like, this shit trash.
Y'all gotta
cut that shit out too, ladies. Y'all gotta cut that shit out where y'all wanna fuck with D boys and shit like that or whatever. And then after you done had a few kids and shit or whatever, now all of a sudden you wanna go ahead and fuck with a real nigga.
They was like, dang, my D boy selling insurance now. The fuck?
That nigga selling insurance. Nigga, like we got these rates for you.
Mm-hmm. Can't be a rapper forever.
Yeah, you can't. In the words of my man Tef Poe, you can't sell dope forever. And pull your pants up, bitch ass nigga.
Dang, the hardest part.
Niggas say pull your pants up, bitch ass nigga. I was like, yeah.
These kids ain't—they don't listen, man. Mm-hmm. These kids today. Hey, we ain't had no violence for real, have we, since we've been locked down?
We haven't had no violence for real. I did see like somebody posted on Facebook, and I had to ask them what the fuck is up with that shit, and they took that shit down. I think they unfriended me too. But somebody posted that 47 people were killed in Chicago today, and then they say it's nice to see that things are getting back to normal, and they had a crying emoji, and I'm like, hey man, that shit ain't fucking funny.
Hey,
because you talking about, like, you know, like I know what they was talking about. I know they was talking about the black people. They was talking about the black people killing each other in Chicago. We know, Chirac. We know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a white person who said it, and I felt obligated to be like, what the fuck is up with that shit? And then they tried to hem and haul whatever, then they just unfriended me.
Somebody you went to school with?
Nah, somebody who I worked with at previous jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, dog, like, come on, man. Like, that shit ain't funny, man. Y'all really be laughing about the loss of black lives. But as far as in our city, I don't think much been going on in St. Louis.
It's crazy, man. They be advertising the shit out of that, but they own people be killing them for insurance money.
Yep.
They be buddy up to his friends. I see it. Watch these shows, y'all killing each other, the whole family poisoning.
It's crazy though, because I mean, if we gonna go ahead and break it down and be honest about shit, man. Everybody is more than likely, if you're going to be killed by a person, it's more than likely going to be somebody who looks like you.
Right.
Just by just the proximity, you know, and stuff like that or whatever. And some people lean more into that than others, or some people play it up more than others. But I'm like, dude, white people kill the white people at a higher rate than other, and then minorities killing white people. That's just like black people kill, you know, black people at a higher rate than white people kill black people at a higher rate. Like, dude, every race got that shit.
Right, because what we do, we end up in a place we ain't supposed to be in, and then, bam, crime happens.
Mm-hmm.
White people don't go to them places. White people ain't on the South Side. They not gonna travel to the South. They ain't got no reason to. We really ain't got no reason to travel over there. I don't know nobody over there unless I just want to see what's happening. Like, most of these kids want to see what's popping. They want to go to the place so they can be cool for some reason. That shit ain't cool. Yeah. Them motherfuckers over there struggling. They finna use you or murk you.
They want to go, yeah, they want to go and be seen. They want to go be seen somewhere or whatever and be cool or whatever and get on the Instagram stories and be recording shit like, yeah, nigga, look at what hood I'm in, and throwing up gang signs and shit. Then they ass get yocked up, and now it's like, I'm just a fucking kid, man. Leave me alone.
Nah, you was throwing up them signs. You knew what you was doing.
Exactly.
Your parents told your ass had to go over there.
You playing a dangerous game.
Like, everybody talked about Castle Point. I ain't never took my ass over there to no Castle Point.
Mm-mm. I got people who still to this day live in Walnut Park. Dog, I don't be going over there like that.
Oh, what I got to go over there for? You say pick you up from where? Nah, brother.
I'll be going up there. If I do go over there, it'd be like a quick ass trip. I'd be like, all right. Because I'm like, all right, come on, let me go and go. Because these niggas know that I ain't from over here. And I don't want them to try and start no shit with me.
Right. The kind of car you drive, they follow you the whole time. Like, nope.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go to Walnut Park. Now, you can go get a cab and walk to Walnut. I don't care what the fuck you doing. You going over there.
Nigga, if you don't come back outside and them motherfuckers, I ain't gonna say they stole your car, but them motherfuckers got the nerve to be circling around your car or be sitting on it. Just like, what's up?
Right. Yeah, ain't no cop coming down there neither. So I'm telling you, they coming after you, something happens.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, way after.
And then they not investigating. So don't believe in them.
Nope, just another body in the morgue, man. And man, you know what? You know what? I was talking to wifey about Walnut Park the other day. Walnut Park is a notorious neighborhood in the St. Louis region for people who don't live in Missouri. For our listeners out there who don't know. But I was talking to her. I'm like, you know what, man? You know, it'd be kind of funny and sad because we see it everywhere. We see it with gentrification all over the place or whatever. What if they gentrify Walnut Park, man? All these niggas that's been killed each other in the name of those blocks and those streets or whatever, yelling, this my hood. Ain't nobody gonna move me off of this hood. Some white people come in there. They do like they did with Brooklyn. They come in there and they totally like wipe that motherfucking place out or whatever. And then they knock down all them damn houses and make like big ass condominiums and shit like that and fitness centers, like Lifetime fitness centers and putting Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and shit over there. I could totally see some shit like that happening because you know that property is like dirt cheap.
So what's gonna happen is they're gonna move a whole SWAT team out there stationed.
Mm-hmm.
If they do that. So where are they pushing these people to though?
Where would they? And I don't know where. I think they would have to push them to the county. They would have to push them to like your Bell Fountains, your Hazelwoods, your Florissants and stuff like that or whatever. Because those neighborhoods used to be really good, you know, back in the day when we was kids.
Right. Except yeah. What was it? One apartment complex. It was an apartment complex. So what I can't remember the name of that Countryside, but it was right there. Man, oh, I had to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Riverside, but I don't think that's right.
No, I think I thought Riverside was that shopping center opened off of Jenny Station Road.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking of. But it was an apartment complex. Damn, I'm about to ask somebody that used to live over there.
Yeah, but it's just like, dog, it's like, you know, I mean, I can totally see that happening. And then they push your ass to the county. Because if we being honest or whatever, like North County, that shit kind of shaky at this point. North County ain't what it used to be in terms of like, ooh, this is a good place for people to live in, for you to raise kids at. Excuse me. It ain't like that no more. It ain't like that like how when we was kids or whatever, especially like for me coming from Normandy School District. And then, you know, coming over to North County, coming over to Hazelwood, like that shit was like a total fucking culture shock for me.
Oh, yeah. I've been over there for a long time.
Yeah, I came in like the sixth grade. That shit was a total culture shock for me because like having that many white kids in your class, I'm like, what the fuck?
See, I came from the Hazelwood West area over to the Spanish Lake area and it was different. Like the towns and school, mm-hmm. with the black kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a few white kids. Yeah, so I was like, it must be different on certain areas. Because when I got to the high school freshman year, I was like, wait a minute. Where are all these white people? And then they was gone sophomore year.
Yeah. Yeah, they fucking moved or whatever, man. Because, you know, like during that time, whatever, like that late 90s, early 2000s, that's when a lot of, like, the white people started to move out of North County.
Found them all out here.
Yeah, because they knew how bad, they saw how bad it was getting. And I'm just like, damn, dog, like that shit fucking sucks.
Right.
Right. It is what it is, man. What you gonna do?
I think they're gonna leave Walnut Park because if North County getting worse, they're gonna have to shift some.
That's what I'm saying, man. They might make North County the new city.
Which, you know what? I guess it kind of makes sense because you could technically drive past them through the highway. You can go to the other side of the highway and drive. You got to touch that side.
Yeah, man. I could tell, dog. Like, dog. If they did that shit to like them Brooklyn, like that notorious boroughs in one of the most notorious boroughs in New York and shit like that. If they did that shit to that and gentrified that and moved all them motherfucking niggas up off of there to the point where white people are now walking around Brooklyn, like getting toured around Brooklyn and getting Brooklyn history lessons and shit. And it's just like, yeah, dog. Like this ain't what it was.
Either they gonna move them to North County, or they gonna end up missing.
Yeah, they did. What they gonna do is say the coronavirus got them, and then they just gonna go ahead and just bury the body somewhere.
It's sad to say, but would you go down there and start walking? After all that, like, oh shit, it's safe neighborhood now. Fuck.
Nah, nigga, I still remember. I still go by the essence of the neighborhood.
we probably get pulled over at that point.
I'm like, oh, nigga, going down there. Can we help you?
Like, hey, it's cleaned up. Now I'm trying to walk too.
Right, nigga, I'm trying to come to the Whole Foods and shit.
They about to put the gate. Some of these neighborhoods over here got the gate can you get through. I think they about to do that to certain neighborhoods anyways, because these white kids out here be making friends with the wrong crowd and they be bringing them out.
It was a discussion that they had it in my area. They were having it, but then they had to furlough a bunch of city officials and stuff like that, so they kind of got tabled. But it was a discussion about them doing that over in my subdivision. They were talking about putting up a gate. So if you want to come down up in here, then you gotta either be buzzed in or something. Like, they was gonna install, like, you know, like the buzz boxes in everybody's house or whatever. So you know, you can go ahead and hit it or whatever, then it alerts you and then be like, all right, then come on in, and you buzz them in and had a gate and they drive to your house. But I mean,
in some places in Chesterfield.
Yeah, I mean, because I do see where you coming from with that or whatever, because it's a lot of white kids over in this area or whatever who be, I'd be like, what the fuck? I'd be like, ooh, I see them riding over here with certain people. I'm like, who the fuck is that motherfucker?
Mm-hmm. And they know you because you lived in this neighborhood, but then anybody else, like, y'all.
Yeah,
up in here.
And plus, my house is right at the beginning, like when you first turn into the subdivision. So it's like everybody see us when we go by, and then we'd be out like walking the dogs and stuff like that or whatever. Because, you know, I mean, I ain't no fool. I don't want nobody to be like, we don't know who the hell that is, and call the police on me.
Right.
Just because I'm walking into my own house.
Shit, look, and these white girls over here be bringing the wrong. They be driving out, so they be inviting these motherfuckers, and then next thing you know, they coming through checking unlocked cars.
Yep.
Yeah. See.
Yep. Yep. And then the motherfuckers get shot.
Right. Yeah. Because everybody got a lot of people kind of glad they started doing it. Like, look, we investing in cameras now. And guess who took over guess who took control of the Ring cameras?
Didn't local police departments do that?
Yep. So who watching? Yeah, they, yep. See? I like, now they watching the damn cameras. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, I ain't putting none of these inside my house. I'm going to keep them outside.
Oh, hell no. Nah. No, nah, I mean, I wouldn't put no Rings inside of my house. Like, I'd get another brand or something.
Right, they took this shit over. I'm like, I'm cool and all with that. That's fine and dandy, but damn, and look what we had to resort to.
Because y'all motherfuckers don't know how to act.
And you wonder why it's like, oh, they're going to be wild. I'm like, yeah, because you're doing stupid shit. That's what caused them to put the cameras up in the first place. They just don't put it up just to watch you. It's because you fucking criminal activity. And they don't want that shit out here. So they're going to put the cameras.
Exactly.
You start something. That's how, like, you know how lenient this lockdown is and how people were talking about, oh, they about to bring the folks in, the army and shit about to come in. And ain't none of that shit happened yet. And y'all just got scared for what? What are y'all getting scared for, man? The shit only happened if you make it worse.
And you know, that's what it seems like. That's what people trying to do. They trying to make that shit worse with like testing these motherfuckers.
Right. Stop doing that shit. We won't have like no like they trusting. They letting you be adults for real.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I don't. If it ever happened that we get martial law, don't forget the days that you was out acting stupid.
Mm-hmm.
When they gave you simple instructions,
still going to go meet up over at people's house and shit, and going live because you got to show everybody, like, man, fuck a quarantine.
I've been seeing reports of house parties getting broken up, barbershop. I'm like, I don't care. They told your dumb ass not to get together,
right? And now your ass fined if they don't try and take your fucking license away, depending on how many offenses you got.
And I know y'all need haircuts and stuff, but man, shit, is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Just thinking about the fact that you might get sick, is that worth it?
Right. Your barber will be there if he stay in the house.
Nigga.
Hey, just tell work you got something to do, get your hair cut, and go to work the next day if they open back up.
Man, you better just go ahead and put that two guard on there or something, and just go ahead and just get yourself the two guard all over and call it a day.
Right, I hit that zero, but shit, I'm like, I let my shit grow out. I don't even care.
Man, because I'm like, dog, if you want your hair cut that damn bad, like, I mean, doing all this, like, why is you trying to have your hair cut, dog? Because who the fuck you gonna see?
I know some people hate having hair on their head. I get that. And they be the ones that be like, man, just shave that shit off. And cool, these cats want hairstyles. They want that fresh line, and they want that spray on line, and they want that, what is it? They be digging the clippers into your hair where you get that white lining?
They want their razor lining.
And don't you ever do that shit to me.
Damn.
I tell a bar, don't you ever, I don't care. You ain't digging in my damn scalp with that shit.
That nigga trying to get you crispy.
Like, no, man. First of all, you trying to give me razor bumps. You trying to push my hairline back.
Well, I mean, if they know what the hell they doing, not, and that's a big if. But they should already have their stuff clean, and you less likely to get razor bumps from like a single blade razor. With us, that's why you normally get razor bumps is if the equipment ain't clean, or if we using like them damn Gillettes with fucking like 24 razors on them. Like you keep on rolling over the same damn spot.
Oh, them people don't know how to shave. I just use the damn clippers because I can't get no close shave like that.
I've been using them. I mean, I've been shaving my hair for like, you know, over 10 years, and I've never had issues with razor bumps. Yeah, well, since I switched over to just using a single blade razor, like an actual real razor, like where I change the razor blade every shave.
You can get one of them balding clippers.
Them motherfuckers don't work, man. Them motherfuckers don't work really? When I be putting, nah, they don't work for my motherfucker hair, dude. And them motherfuckers be leaving my damn head like feeling like raw and irritated because I be pushing down on them because I'm like, this motherfucker ain't cutting.
Man, my hair, I guess mine just saw it feel like it's thinning sometimes, but it ain't, I ain't going bald.
Nigga, that shit thinning, dog. I saw it. That shit thinning. Let's be real, man.
It ain't my. It's always been like that, though.
Nigga, you being called. You got called home by like 7 years ago. But it's cool.
Who got called home 7 years? What you talking about?
I mean, your hair. Your hair done called you home by 7 years ago, nigga. I see that little cul-de-sac in the back of your head.
I ain't got no bald spot in the back of my head. What you talking about?
I. Calm down. I got
a head full of hair. He done lost his mind.
Calm down.
cul-de-sac. Talking about somebody got the Uncle Phil. And then you got me rubbing my head like, I'm like, damn, nah.
Nigga, had to do a double check.
What I was saying is this shit, like, I put the clippers to it. I'm going to come right out. I got to watch what guards I be using.
It's one thing.
This shit chop. Right? It's one thing. Is it? But fucking coarse, like I thought it was.
It's one thing that I was thinking about. I saw like some shavers like on Amazon. I might try out because it does get kind of annoying sometimes having to shave your head because you know you gotta have the cream and stuff like that or whatever. And then I know some people like be at the gym shaving their heads, and I'm like, dog, I need to be at home because you know. I like to have that comfort at home or whatever, like just in case on the off chance that I like maybe might nick myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just like, nah, I like doing it that way, but
you use your list. You're not allergic to the metal then on the razors because they got the nickel metal on there.
I just got like a regular like double edge razor, like the actual razor, and then I drop like a platinum coated blade up in there. Because I found that those don't bother me. I just drop that up in there and go for it.
Oh, you just used a hand. I got you.
Yeah, and I just go ahead and just change. I change out the razor every time I shave. I change the razor out.
Man, I try to use a damn razor and my face was burning. Did it? All the bumps and shit showed up. I'm like, oh no.
What kind of cream was you using?
It's Gillette cream.
I'm allergic to that
nickel metal though.
I'm gonna take a picture of the cream I've been using. You can find it at like I forget the name of it. It's something like kind of like Russian kind of sounding name, but I'm gonna take a picture of it, send it to you because you can find it at like Target, your favorite store, Target, Walmart, Walgreens, they got it.
Yeah, Target, damn, they don't restock shit.
You got shit. I'm surprised you didn't start the show with a damn Target rant.
They ain't stocking nothing. Ain't no cleaning supplies in there for real. I'm like, damn. Y'all doing it like that. And I'm like, look. And I have a feeling this motherfucker's coming from like Maplewood and shit all the way out here buying the stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Target the Walmart over here shouldn't even be that packed. I'm like, these out of towners, man. They don't live out here shopping at this Walmart like that. They trying to get away from their people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started to realize they the problem. How you go to another store, you the problem. You getting away from the problem, but you really the problem.
Nigga, they causing problems everywhere they go. Everywhere.
Like, where you from? You from my... Like, this dude didn't like, where your mask at? I'm like, y'all motherfuckers buying them all. You can get a cloth mask. I'm like, what the fuck is that protecting? That shit ain't that. I guess it don't make sense to me. They said it protect the other person from you breathing on them, but it don't protect. So I'm like, what if I breathe out this mug, the air still coming? I'm like, I don't know. I'd be confused. People be confusing. Because wouldn't it block both ways from the virus from coming in? It's the same material.
You would think so if it's because I guess it's like if you sick or if you've been diagnosed with it or if you asymptomatic, they saying it keeps you from spreading it to people. But you would think if it keep me from spreading it to people, then it should also block the outside shit.
Right. Because I'm breathing out of it because the air's still coming out of it. But I'm like, you got to understand, some of these people got anxieties with stuff being over there. They ain't going to be able to breathe with these masks on regardless. Yeah. And also, y'all motherfuckers wearing these masks, especially the medical ones with the real ones with the metal on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all brushing y'all teeth and using Listerine. Because them medical masks, they get musty on the inside. Your high breath, y'all gonna die.
That shit gonna be enough to make you pass out.
Cause I was like, y'all breathing in these baths, like brushing y'all. Hope y'all brushing y'all teeth.
Oh shit!
That Listerine. I know y'all ain't in there. Like, and I don't like. Do you drive in a car with your mask on?
Fuck no.
I'm seeing people driving in a car with the mask and gloves on. I'm like, oh lord.
Fuck no, nigga. I done already wiped down my car with like Clorox wipes and shit like that and sprayed Lysol all on the seats. And I mean, man, look, it ain't no more I can do. And not like in the car. So I don't, I'm more so concerned about what happened when I get out the car.
Right. Well, I walked into Target last night. I didn't see the gloves and shit on the floor. I'm like, oh,
man. They still doing that shit?
Yeah, man.
Why can't you just throw the shit up in the fucking trash can?
Why the glove next to the trash cans?
Lazy, like trash man. Can
2 feet away.
Man, ignorant motherfuckers. I think motherfuckers just doing that shit now just because they're like, you ain't gonna tell me what I can and can't do.
They're gonna tell you can't shop in this motherfucker. They get the order and they put a cop out front of the door. Then what you gonna do?
Or if they just close the motherfucker.
Or they kind of need to close it because they ain't got shit.
Yeah, man.
That'll hurt the people who, the milk, the farmers and stuff.
Yeah. Shit crazy, B. Hey, you got a throwback this week?
Nah, I just been watching a bunch of TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
That Black AFF is a recommendation. Let us know how y'all think about this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely fuck with it this week. I got some time off this week too, so.
I did, but I canceled that shit because I'm like, man, I'm finna wait till this shit get open back up again and then take no days. It probably won't be open until December. Might get a holiday vacation time.
Nigga, I mean, it's only a couple of days, whatever. I really ain't used that much time this year yet, but even like you said, even when this shit get open, nigga, I'm still staying in the house. I'm still saying let y'all go ahead and get that fresh air first.
Right.
That first round of air, and y'all see what it do to y'all, then I'm gonna step out. luckily though, you know, my job is like still just like, hey, even if they lift the lockdown, you know, because they know they probably gonna lift that lockdown a little bit too early, and they're like, hey, even if they lift the lockdown and you still don't, you know, you still don't feel safe, just let us know. And you can go ahead and work from home.
So the building your wife has, they be over there tripping. That building toxic.
Man, yep. The corporate building kind of toxic too. From what people I know who still work over there are saying, because they bullshitting.
Oh, they changed it up on them, huh?
Yeah, nigga. I'm like, man, it's really like on a department by department thing at this point. And that's what pissed me off, because I'm like, dog, y'all need fucking clear cut company rules for everybody. It shouldn't be like one department can do this and if the other department, you know, maybe got somebody in there who running the group who just don't like people working from home, then they ain't gonna let nobody work from home. And now everybody got to be put at risk.
Shit, what they gonna, they working from home right now, how they gonna know what everybody else is?
Man, cause you know, but you know what though? I've heard that they got that in a few buildings they got like facilities people walking around with like notepads and shit, mm-hmm. and going walking around the building. So I'm thinking they keeping tabs of who there or who ain't. Like I don't know who the fuck they telling, but they keeping tabs on some damn body.
I thought they was going by the ID scanner, but.
You know what? That would make sense, but come on now. It ain't the smartest company in the world.
I'd be like, hey, I forgot to scan in. My bad.
Exactly. Exactly. And then people be having temp badges and shit like this, so you kind of can't even use that for real.
I'd be like, I guess we be putting up numbers still, so like we at the office.
Yeah. From what I was told, because I work with a lot of that stuff with like, you know, making sure the VPN is still up and running and, you know, it's functioning correctly. But they was talking about like a lot of the people who be on the phones, they was like, their numbers are actually better when they're working from home than they are at the office.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, nobody fucking talk to.
I'm like, good. And then, of course, you know, you tell some people, then they're like, ooh, that's encouraging because maybe they'll let us work from home more often. I'm like, nigga, don't hold your breath.
Right.
These motherfuckers only letting you work from home now only because they literally had to.
Shit, if I don't get this lead position, I'm probably going to try to come to your department.
Yeah. Nigga, good fucking luck.
Because.
Good fucking luck, nigga, because they talked. Nope, I got to talk about this offline. So anyway, you got some pardon shots for the people?
Pardon shots. Pardon me. Nah.
Thought you was about to rap.
I thought it was too, but I'm like, no, I don't want to look like Teddy Riley right now.
Oh shit. R.I.P. Teddy. Oh man. Yeah, I got a bunch.
Like Joker on the
Oh shit. Oh man. Yeah. I ain't got no point shots, man. I just want to just go ahead, just again, protect yourselves. Use, be discerning. Don't go out if you ain't got to. If you do go out, make sure you got, you know, like your gloves and stuff on or whatever. Make sure you changing your gloves, your mask and everything. If you are using a reusable mask, make sure you're taking like the inserts out when you wash them so you don't destroy that part.
Right.
You know, I mean, Lysol stuff down, whatever, y'all. I keep on telling y'all, man, go check y'all local hardware stores. At least they do have toilet paper or paper towels there. It might not be the two-ply, but if you already running low, you just get whatever kind of ass wipes you can get. Every now and then, they might have hand sanitizer if you there right when the door is open. You know, I mean, just... And just try and be safe, man, because this shit going to go on a whole lot longer than they will have you believe.
Right.
Yeah, man. So that's Uptown ENT Podcast. We out. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to all these damn babies that's going to be born 9 months from now.
Corona, Rona, Tona.
Yeah. Viralisha. All right. All right, y'all, we out. Peace.